everyone. Welcome back to Diverse Culture. Thank you for tuning in with your host, Oluwatimiṣe Sarah Fashigbe, aka your fine Yoruba babe. For our DC fam who've been listening, welcome back to DC Diverse Culture. For our new listeners and our soon-to-be DC family, welcome. This is DC, aka Diverse Culture, where we learn together about different cultures in different countries in different continents around the globe. Or should I say, Assalamu alaikum, ho, mahaban, common greeting in Arabic, the primary language in Bahrain. The country we will be focusing on today's episode is Bahrain, still in the continent of Asia. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notification bell to know when Diverse Culture posts new episode available to you on YouTube. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at @_diverse_cultures_ to get connected with us and get to know us more. So, let's dive right into our beautiful country of Bahrain. Bahrain is widely known for its nickname given to them by Koreans, the Pearl of Gulf. Bahrain is a country in the Middle East and a highland country in the Persian Gulf. It is situated east of Saudi Arabia and North Qatar, west of Asia. Before I continue, in this episode, we'll be learning about Bahrain, obviously, as we've said. We'll learn Bahrain's fact, flag, the traditional dresses, the traditional food, of course, celebration and festivals, and fun fact about Bahrain. All right, let's continue. Bahrain is known for being an island with subtropical climate, a desert vegetation, lots of sand, date palm, and camel. Bahrain received its independence on August 15, 1971. Okay? Bahrain has ethnically diverse population, a Dulam heritage, a pearl divining and trading tradition. The country is in its petroleum and aluminium business and practice Islamic banking. It has a capital city called Manama with a population of 148,000. Its official language is Arabic English, which is widely used. Persian is also common, but it is spoken mostly at home. A number of languages are also widely spoken, like Urdu, Hindi, and Tagalog. All right, guys, we're gonna go to ways of greeting in Bahrain. So, just a little disclaimer, this is really hard for me to pronounce. I practice and practice and practice. Very hard to pronounce all of this, so bear with me as we move forward. Yay! A formal way of greeting, mostly with the religion of Islam, is Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you. Welcome, which is Halahan wasalan. Good morning or blessed morning is Sabah al khair. Good evening, Masah al khair. Good morning, Sabah al khair. Good evening, Masah al khair. I try to pronounce this, so it might be hard, but I tried my best. Our ethnic group in Bahrain is predominantly Muslim and include both the Sunni and the Shi'i. Christian constitute about half of the remaining one-fifth of the population, with the rest containing of Jewish, Hindu, and Baha'i. We're going to talk about Bahrain's flag and its meaning. I love talking about a country's flag and knowing its meaning just because it gives you a little bit of their history and just a little background of what the country's about. So let's dive right into it, okay? It is said that they didn't really know when the first red and white flag of Bahrain was established, but the recognition was given to the flag in 1933 under the influence of the British advisor, Charles Bagley. Bahrain's flag features a white band on the left and a larger red band on the right, with a serrated line of five triangles that divides the two colors. The red is a traditional color for the flags of Arabic state of Persian Gulf. The white is on the hoist side, the 5-point representing the five pillars of Islam. The red represents an existence of history, while the white band represents and commemorate a treaty that the nation signed with the British Empire. Now we're going to talk about one of my favorite thing to talk about is obviously traditional food. I love talking about traditional food just as much as I love talking about culture. I think knowing just a snippet of a country's traditional food also tells you a lot about the country culture, the country's traditions, and just things that they like to do. Food ties into culture representation, from my perspective. But In this website, traditionalfoodatlast.com, they gave us 10 must-try Bahrainian traditional food, but I will be stating the 5 traditional Bahraini food. So if you want to look more into Bahrain traditional food, you're more than welcome to. Okay, so Bahrain, of course, is an island country situated in the western part of Asia. The country is famous for its lush crops of date palms. Majority of the delicacies are blended with cultures of cuisines from Persian, Indian, Balochi, African, Far East, and European side. Our first on the list is sambosa. All right, so I've had this before, but not like the Bahrainian style. I've had the African sambosa. I've heard it called samosa. So when I saw this, I was like really geeked. I was like, Samosa, okay? Whatever. So samosa is consumed as an appetizer, could be eaten all times of the day, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. This is a thin pastry dough packed with many options of filling, such as cheese, meat, pizza-style stuffing. It is shaped into a triangle and fried until turned into a nice, crunchy, golden pucket, okay? That is samosa for you. Samosa is really nice. I've tried it. Well, not Bahrainian samosas, but I've tried samosas before and I really liked it. So you can guess, it's probably gonna be one of my top 3, you know? Next is bahleli. All right. This dish is prepared using sweetly spiced vermicelli pasta, typically served for breakfast. Pasta is cooked and served with fried or scrambled egg, unique blended of sweet and spicy flavor. Okay, nice. Next on our list is shabat safran. This is a refreshing drink, generally sweet in taste. It is a Persian inspired drink, and it's believed to help numerous health issues like lowering blood pressure or help maintain depression, many more. So that's really interesting. We have kebab Bahraini, the Bahraini kebab. It is a vegetarian dish prepared using a combination of chicken pea flour, gram masala spices, egg, and finely chopped tomatoes and onions. They are served for the Itfa meal, accompanied by a sour tamarind sauce. Nice. And our last one on our list is called takah. Takah is a dish often containing of chicken marinated with tomato and paprika spice, but other meat could be used for this dish. The chosen meat can be marinated with yogurt, making it a yogurt takah. That's very interesting. That's really nice. Okay, so the question after this is, which of these dishes would you like to try? Or which of them sounds very interesting? For me, the one that sounds very different from what I know or interesting is the takah. Sounds very nice to use yogurt to marinate the meat. That would be very interesting to try. Obviously, I would want to try the Bahrainian sambosa just to see like the different African style, like how Africans created their own samosas. And then another one I would love is balalit. I would love to try that. Basically, I would love to try everything on this list, but I'm just going from what sounds very most interesting. But all of them sounds really interesting. The only thing I could say that would be the list interesting or one I would like to try, because I'm not a vegetarian, okay, I'm a meat lover, so maybe the kebab Bahraini would be my list to try. Okay, now we will go to traditional clothes. One of the most important things to know about a culture is also the traditional clothes. That tells you a lot about their culture, it tells you a lot about their style, and it just gives you insight. So traditional Bahrainian clothing is very similar to the ones worn in their Gulf country. And they also follow the Arabic style, so it's very similar to their Arabic style. In accordance with religious belief and cultural norms, personal styles and cultural traditions are influenced in the clothing worn by Bahrainians. So the men's traditional clothing, they have the thob, a traditional clothing for men, which is a long white or beige robe called a thob. This is worn typically with an additional inner linear clothes or an undergarment such as pants or a small skirt. Then they have the bishit, B-I-S-H-T. Some events and festivals may require the wearing of additional adornment in addition to the thob. Such adornment is a black cloak called a bishit, which is worn over the thob, decorated with patches or embroidered with gold at its edges. So we have the headpieces, and there are 3 of these headpieces. This is a traditional headpiece worn by men and consists of 3 items. We have the kafiyeh, which is a knit skull cap. We have the gutera, I think that's how you say it, a large red and a white checkered cotton headscarf. And then we have agal, a black cord that holds the kutera in place. Okay. So for the women's traditional clothing, as I said, they are very influenced by the Islamic religion, Islamic culture, I should say. So they have the abaya with hijab, which is a long loose garment that covers the body from head to toe. The abaya is typically made of a lightweight, flowy fabric and is worn over the top of everyday clothing. It is usually paired with a separated head cover called the hijab or niqab. That's very interesting to me because I've always heard the hijab, I've never heard the niqab. So there's variation use of hijab. One variation is it's worn to cover the head and the neck by a scarf called hijab. And some cover their face, leaving only their eyes uncovered as part of the Islamic tradition. And then we have the jalabiya, which is another type of a traditional red embroidered dress worn usually by young and unmarried females at festivals. And then they have the golden patchwork and the edgery that also comes with the jalabiya. Okay, now we're gonna go with the festivals. Festivals and celebration in Bahrain. So our first festival, well, it's not like the first one, but on the list is Muharram, which is an Islamic New Year celebrated every year. Now we have the Ashura. On the 10th day of the Muharram on the Islamic calendar, the Bahrainian Shia Muslim majority gathered to commemorate the martyrdom of Husani ibn Ali. For the most part, this is not a festival, but this is a sad period of intense grieving and mourning. We have the Milad Ali Nabi, which is the most widely celebrated festival in Bahrain. It is to honor the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, taking place annually in April. A profession, fasting, and storytelling happens in the festivity of the celebration. Then we have our Independence Day every June, marked the day in 1971 when Bahrain regained its independence from British after being part of the protectorate state for more than 100 years. And now we have our Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr, which is the holy month of Ramadan, which is seen as a festive season by Muslims, a period of charity, reflection. This culmination of Ramadan is known as Eid al-Fitr, a three-day celebration of feast, celebration, and many more. At the end of this, which of this festival sounds interesting, sounds fun, sounds exciting, sounds like something you would want to partake in? I honestly would want to see how they like celebrate their Independence Day and would want to see how the Ramadan Eid al-Fitr is celebrated. So we're almost to the end of this podcast, this video, which we're going to talk about our fun facts. Of course, you can't end the video, you can't end the podcast without knowing fun facts. Fun fact about Bahrain is in 2004, Bahrain's flag set the Guinness World Record for the largest flag with 169.5 meters long and 97.1 meters wide. Nice. I did not know they have Guinness World Record of largest flag. They have, I feel like they have Guinness World Record for everything. Anyways, the country people, the natives, they love coffee. They consider the ritual of coffee drinking one of the most important aspects of social life. Nice. Bahrain is the smallest country in the Middle East, and it is Asia's third smallest country, covering an area of only 295 square miles. Okay. So the country's education system is said to be the oldest in the Arabian Peninsula, and it's divided into primary, intermediate, and secondary level. Bahrainian, the kingdom has one of the largest mosques in the world, Al-Fitr Mosque, that sprawled over an area of 6,500 square meters, and in 2006, it became the official state of National Library of Bahrain that has over 7,000 books. Those are some interesting fun facts. So that it is for our Bahrain country, the beautiful country that has desert, vegetation, lots of sand, camels, date palms, subtropical climate. Bahrain is such a beautiful country, just like every other country is such a beautiful country. So if you're looking for a place to visit for just like vacation or a cute little couple's day or something like that, you have that money to do it, go ahead and check out Bahrain. Bahrain is such a beautiful country and I would love to go visit there one day. But that is it for diverse culture. Until next time, be diverse and stay tuned. Bye!